Well, let's go back to our game of chess and our star, Raymond Massey, who's playing the role of John Strand. It's about a half hour later now. Dr. Strand and Alice Hines are sitting in a bare, quiet room, the chief's office at police headquarters. For the past 10 minutes, Strand has been talking steadily, describing everything that has happened.
So you each bumped someone off, eh? And you've come to give yourselves up.
We certainly did not come here to give ourselves up, Chief. I told you that in both cases it was self-defense. We're here because of a madman loose, a homicidal maniac. It just came to me a little while ago. There was something strangely familiar about this Raphael, and... Did you ever hear of Raphael Norbert?
No.
He was one of the greatest chess players the world has ever known. About 5 years ago, he disappeared. Well, he's playing another chess game now. The maddest game that ever was. Is there a map of the city around?
Right there on the wall.
Let's see. Now, here's Raphael's shop. And yes, this would be it. This section of the city here, 8 blocks each way. This is his chessboard. And human beings, people like Alice and I, are his chessmen.
What?
John.
I know it sounds fantastic, but I think it's true. When he sent me to Felix's, he told me to go down 2 blocks and one to the right. That's the move of the knight. In other words, he had cast me as one of the white knights in his crazy game. Alice was the white queen. He himself was the black king, and so on.
He just lined up all these people. Said, you play this piece, you play that,
no, and... That was the beauty of the game. The fascinating, exciting part to him. No one knew that they were playing in it, but he. For instance, Felix didn't know that he was a black rook any more than I knew I was a white knight. But his black pieces were all criminals of some sort who wouldn't hesitate to kill. And it was by killing that one piece took another. You see, that was the ultimate refinement. The thing that made this the greatest game Norbert has ever played. He could plan a move, but he had no way of telling which piece would take which. For instance, I killed Felix instead of his killing me. In other words, he was not only playing his game against law and order, against society, but he was matching his brains against that of every piece in the game.
Against law and order, eh? I got this in the mail a couple of weeks ago, without any letter or anything. How would it fit in with your theory?
The White King. Of course. He's cast you in the role of the White King. In other words, he's playing this game principally against you.
Now do you believe this, Mr. Adams? Do you?
I don't know. It's possible, I suppose. We've been having a funny kind of crime wave lately. Killings without any apparent... Hello?
Hello, Chief. Valenti speaking. Down the corner of 3rd and Sycamore, and there's something kind of screwy going on.
Hello. Hello. Valenti.
What's the matter?
One of our detectives calling from 3rd and Sycamore. Said there was something screwy on, and then, well, sounded like somebody got him. I'll make sure about this before you answer, but would this be part of what you were talking about?
Let's look at the map again. 3rd and Sycamore. That would be in the area that's Rayfield's chessboard. Yes, I think it is.
Okay, come on. We're going down there.
There he is, lying next to the call box.
Dead. Stabbed.
Look there, lying next to him. Another chess piece.
A pawn. A white pawn. Of course. If you're the white king, then all your men would be pawns.
Pawns, huh? They're the pieces that get pushed around, aren't they?
Well, they're the ones that are usually sacrificed.
Two of my men, Riley and Valenti. Okay, Strand, you're a chess player. You think you can figure out what this Raphael character is going to do next? Tell me how I can meet him?
I might. I only got a very quick look at the board, but if I can remember the location of the pieces...
You mean he's actually got a board set up showing where all the pieces, everybody is?
There's one set up in a little table right next to his desk. No one's allowed to touch it.
That's the one. And it was because I noticed it, commented on it, that I got involved in this nightmare. I think I do remember the position of all the pieces that were left. But of course, some moves may have been made since I saw it last.
Well, what are we fooling around for? Let's go to that shop and make sure. All dark. Doesn't look as if anyone's in the store.
Locked, all right. You got a key, haven't you, Alice?
No, Raphael never gave me one. He always locked up himself.
Well, what do we do?
Two of my men killed and you ask me something like that. Look out. Okay, where's the light?
Right here. There's the chessboard over there.
I know. Let's take a look at it.
This all there is to the place?
Except for the cellar. She must still be down there. That woman in
black... We'll go down there later. Well, Strand?
Well, at the moment, Black seems to have the edge on us. Several moves have been made, and we've lost several pieces. But we still got a fair chance...
The devil's winning that game. Where's this Raphael guy, the Black King? What's he going to do next?
Just give me another minute or two, will you? The Black King is still in his own square, which would seem to mean that Raphael was still here someplace. The thing is, I'm not sure whose move it is now.
You're right, Strand. I am still here. And it's my move.
What in thunder?
It's him speaking over some kind of loudspeaker system. Maybe from the cellar.
From the cellar, huh? Now, I'm going to...
Alice, where are you?
Oh, over here.
Are you all right?
I think so. What was it? For heaven's...
He must have had the place mined or set a booby trap, and when Adams went to open the cellar door, he... Where is Adams?
What? I'm not sure, but I think he's over there.
I must have some matches someplace. Here. Under that beam. There. Help me lift it off.
Adam! Is he...
No. He's pretty badly hurt. Just let me get a few tourniquets tied on him, and we better get him to a hospital. This way. The emergency ward's right in there.
How do you know?
Well, I ought to. I interned here. Funny. There's no one around. Well, let's put him right there on the table. Gently. That's it. Hello? This is Dr. Strand speaking from the emergency ward. I've got a very severe accident case here. Is there anyone around who can take care of him? What about surgery? Crandall? Oh, fine. Will you ask him to get down here as soon as possible? Thanks. The chap I used to know just finishing an operation. He'll be down in a few minutes.
Will there still be time?
Yes, I think so. We'll have to give him a transfusion once we get him patched up. I'll start scrubbing up myself in case Crandall needs a hand.
Isn't there anything I can do?
Just keep your eye on him, the tourniquets particularly. It'd be too bad if he lost any more blood.
Right. He's still unconscious, but not...
Oh, hello, Crandall. That was quick. Won't be glad you were here. It's a pretty serious case. Adams, the chief of police. Explosion.
Uh-huh.
If we don't work fast, we may lose him. Shock. Possible concussion. Right axillary artery severed. I got a tourniquet on. I'll be finished scrubbing up in a minute. Give you a hand.
Take your time. No hurry. I'll just...
What are you doing?
Removing the tourniquet.
Wait, I'm not ready with the ligatures yet. Or... You're not Crandall. You're Raphael.
Right, Strand. Raphael Norbert. Dr. Crandall is still in surgery. Locked in, as a matter of fact. I put on this mask and gown not because I thought it would fool you. Because, well, somehow it just seemed appropriate.
But it can't be you. You were in the shop.
No, Strand. You're thinking of my voice. It was coming over a loudspeaker system from next door. If you're thinking of my position on the board, you forget. I hadn't made my move yet.
Raphael, I don't know why you've done all this, and I don't care why. But you've got to let us do something about Chief Adams. All that blood he's...
Yes, Raphael, for heaven's sake.
Don't move, either of you. I want to have to shoot. I sincerely hope it won't be necessary. After all, when the chief of police dies, the game will be over. And a most interesting game it's been.
But haven't there been enough deaths?
You're very sentimental, my dear. I'm afraid you never would make a good chess player. Pieces have been taken, that's all.
Raphael, suppose we just give up. Say you've won.
That's right, Raphael. We'll cede you the game. But let me do something about Adams. There's still time. I've got everything ready here. All the instruments.
No, Strand. This is one game I won't have ceded. But I insist on having played out to the last move.
If that's the way you want it, all right. If I'm not mistaken, it's my move now.
My eyes!
The formaldehyde won't help them any. Here's his gun, Alice. Watch him while I get these tourniquets back on Adams.
Do you think you can still save
him? Yes. His pulse is weak, but I think we can still save him.
Do that with my eyes.
As for you, Raphael, you made one bad mistake. You forgot that three of us came to your shop. The White King, White Queen, and White Knight. That would put you in check.
Well, Strand, I felicitate and congratulate you. If I'm to lose, I prefer to lose in my own way.
Watch your...
He went through the window.
There's a railroad underpass right outside. A drop of about 60 feet. I think that's game, match, and tournament.
Don't you mean the game's over already? Well, that's impossible. We've still got some characters left, at least three of them that haven't been killed off. We've been robbed, and I think we ought to call for a return match. Let's take a vote on it there. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3. That's funny. It came out just the way it did for our friend Raphael. The eyes got it.
Heavens, let's not have another game of chess.
Yes, Mary. Now do you see why they call the pieces chess men instead of women? Oh, this game's too rough for women.
It certainly is rough.
Oh, do you feel worn out and tired? Why don't you rest a while? Then you can slip into something comfortable, like a winding sheet. And if you want to be really fancy, you can put on your sterling silver medallion. What? You have no medallion? Well, here's how you get one. Just send...
Never mind. I'll tell them, thank you. Ladies, if you want to own a handsome sterling silver medallion, just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton, the tea with the brisk flavor, to Lipton Tea, Box 92, New York City.
Before I say goodnight, a word of advice. If you should ever get into a chess game with a stranger and you happen to notice that he's got a meat axe on his lap, don't get up and run. Just make sure that there's someone else around to help pick up the pieces. Oh, by the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is Lay That Pistol Down by Richard Powell. And now it's time to close the squeaking door until next Tuesday. So, good night. Pleasant dreams.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. ¶¶